AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Several deaths in California blamed on a rash of heavy rain and flooding in recent days. Governor Gavin Newsom says he knows people are weary.
People are fatigued about evacuation orders. People are fatigued by seeing those Caltrans signs saying detour. They're just fatigued generally, and maybe less prone to be influenced by some of that. And I just pray on all of us to maintain our vigilance, our common sense over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours.
With more on what to expect, here's National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
It looks like the rainfall totals on Monday with the Monday system won't be quite as high. It's going to move across much of the state, especially the central and southern part of the state. And we're generally looking at, for that system, closer to an inch or maybe 2 inches in some of the more favored areas. But it's not going to be as widespread heavy totals as what we're seeing today.
Lawyers for President Biden say more documents marked classified have been found at the president's Delaware home. Larry Sabato at the Center for Politics says this could have political fallout.
It's a self-inflicted wound. It's true that every presidency that I followed has loads of self-inflicted wounds. It just comes with the territory. But you cannot deny this is a self-inflicted wound for Joe Biden, and it will potentially hurt him in 2024 if it's still going on in any way.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. is likely to reach its debt limit Thursday. Javier David at Axios says this is no idle threat.
We sort of in the markets tend to ignore a lot of the Sturm und Drang about the debt ceiling until, of course, it looks like there's going to be some other crisis. But this time it's different for a lot of reasons. And I think now we're sort of coming to a head. The chickens are coming on the roost.
Failing to raise the debt ceiling could lead to catastrophic economic consequences. Britain is sending tanks to Ukraine. BBC defense correspondent Jonathan Beale says it may not be enough.
The British Army's Challenger 2 will provide Ukrainian tank crews with more speed and accuracy and more protection than their own Russian-designed tanks. But the UK is only expected to send around a dozen Challengers when Ukraine says it needs another 300 tanks.
Iran's state media is reporting the execution of a British-Iranian citizen accused of spying for the UK.
The UK's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said, "I am appalled by the execution of British-Iranian citizen Alireza Akbari in Iran. This was a callous and cowardly act carried out by a barbaric regime with no respect for the human rights of their own people. My thoughts are with Alireza's family and friends."
BBC correspondent Tanya Beckett. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 25. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow, cloudy. Overcast. Tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 32. Chance for scattered showers. Monday, chance for mixed precipitation on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Fro and Friday Night. And we'll have a talk with Harold Fro in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to tell you to be sure you hit the website, civicmedia.us, for all the podcasts and everything. Still to come in the show tonight, we have Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. And Iftikhar coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker.
Oh, Jimmy, they are. I'm turning up headphones for our guests that just got in the studio here.
You know, it's funny. I looked over to the and there was no rocker when I tossed it. There we
go. I was just turning some stuff up.
And here's rocker.
Jimmy Harold Fro Davis is a vibey electric guitarist and former New Yorker. He melds rhythm and blues, funk, jazz, rock, ambient, and other elements into his music and has released 3 albums. Harold spent more than 25 years as the band leader, but his current focus is on solo guitar performances. Harold is performing at the Cargo Cafe in the Mad City on Friday, January 20th, and on the phone with us right now is Harold Fro Davis. Harold, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Harold?
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Harold, you came to Madison from New York City, and in a moment we'll ask you about what brought you to Wisconsin. But for our listeners who are unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into music.
Oh, well, I had a ukulele in my single-digit years, and I was always fascinated with sound. But, when I was like, whatever, 3 or 4 years old with the ukulele, I wasn't playing, I was posing, I have a photo, an old photo of me in front of the Christmas tree with Kiss makeup on and the ukulele.
Perfect.
I love your style, a uke and Kiss makeup. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's on my social media, but so I started playing guitar seriously at 11, and it's been 36 years now. So I've done a little bit of a lot genre-wise, and I guess that's what comes out, a melding of a lot of different things.
Well, you sound like you have a few Jeff Beck influences in there.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace, man. What a player, And just to keep growing. So, total inspiration for sure.
Now, tell us about your music career in New York City. That's where you were before Madison. And what were you doing out in New York?
Oh, I was doing a lot of different stuff, my own stuff. But for 12 years, I was playing, other people's music and my own, whether it be singer-songwriter stuff to hip-hop stuff to heavy metal, just about anything really.
what areas in New York were you playing?
Mostly the city, but some in Long Island and Brooklyn, where I lived in Brooklyn. New York City's too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere's getting expensive, but yeah. So I did a little bit of a lot.
It's kind of weird. There's at least 2 or 3 artists here in Madison that I can think of, Megan Rose being one of them, Rocker.
Yep.
Where they're from Madison and moved to New York to broaden their career. But here you are, Fro, moving from New York City to Madison. Tell us about this move.
Why?
Well, it's, you don't need a car. You don't to get around, and there's a different restaurant, ethnic restaurants you can't get that in some other places, So yeah, my wife and I don't have a car, and and why not, New York was too much to like, it wasn't sustainable to keep
so you,
it out there.
So you moved to Madison so you could walk to restaurants.
Well, no, walk to work. Well, just that convenience. I think if I get another vehicle, it's going to be a spaceship to get out of here. But, right.
What was the draw for Madison?
Well, if we went west, we would need a car. If we went south, we would need a car or 2 cars. And it just, I don't know. It's hard to, keep things going, with music and everything else. And I don't know, we have my brother-in-law is here, and while we were deciding, where are we going to go next? And, he texted, like, what do you guys think about Madison?
And so yes.
We're like, okay, yeah. Yeah, well, we had been here once before, 8 years ago. and we liked it. But obviously, you know, 7, 8 years ago was different too. But, I mean, it still seems pretty awesome from, you know, the 6 months that we've lived here. So,
well, it's to our benefit. And, Harold, you have been a band leader for over 25 years, but you're starting here in Madison performing solo guitar. Tell us a little bit about the transition and now solo guitar as opposed to the band.
Well, I'm brand new, and I don't really know a lot of musicians here. I mean, I've gotten to meet some, but I don't know, give myself a fresh start in a way. But I've done solo guitar over the years. I just haven't. I mean, I'm doing it to a different degree now. I don't know. It's just the need to do something else and be self-sufficient. You know, I mean. The music business is really up and down, you know, as far as playing gigs and places opening and closing and that. And, you know, maybe I could get into some other things. Maybe I could play at an art gallery or museum or something like that. You know, widen my perspective if I, you know, like sometimes like the band context is too much for some, you know, especially my music, which is kind of a little bit all over the place. Just like, well, I thought you were going to play nice music, you know. I've had nice a couple music. Gigs like that, you know. You know what I mean.
All music is nice. I don't know. Harold Froh Davis is on the phone with us right now here on Max Inc. Radio. Harold, you mentioned that you met a couple of musicians. You obviously met Dana Perry because you have a show coming up at the Cargo Cafe here in Madison on Friday, January 20th. Spill the beans on the details of that show and what can the attendees expect to see and hear?
Well, I mean, I'm playing electric guitar. I'm not playing acoustic guitar. Electric is more my voice, and playing new songs, old songs, and you know, it's a little bit of a lot. I mean, it's funky, it's jazzy, there's some rock elements, it's ambient. It's not a singer songwriter, you know, strumming kind of stuff. It's a little more active, near classical stuff too, you know. So I don't know. I'm still kind of figuring it out. I had a set list that I decided on, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll change my mind again. I did. I have like 45 minutes. I think I'm going to try to play like 13 songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep it rolling. I probably won't talk too much. Well, I don't really sing anyway, so
right.
Have everything just kind of blend into the next thing.
I tell you, Dana Perry's a good friend of the show here, and she does a wonderful job getting a bunch of bands and new people in at the Cargo Coffee there on East Washington Avenue. So that show's coming up Friday, January 20th, 6:30, Cargo Music Presents.
6:30 sharp.
There's no punk rock starting
there's another band, Jazz Flux from Milwaukee.
Okay.
So they're playing afterwards, so
that's awesome. Where can we find your music online?
I'm on Instagram. You could see here and see the videos of the solo stuff. Harold, the handle is Harold _ you know, that line at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Pro. Facebook, Harold .J. Davis. And I have a Reverb Nation page, Harold, ReverbNation.com, Harold Froh. And the YouTube is Harold Froh Davis. You could search. And then I have tunes on that my album's on Spotify, although I try to get them removed. It hasn't happened yet. But they are on iTunes and other stuff. You can find them on iTunes. I have a couple physical discs of my second album that I'll bring with me at my gig, the gig on the 20th.
Nice. Well, hopefully we get to hear more songs from you, and we really appreciate you stopping by. Welcome to Madison, Harold.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Let's hear one of your songs right now. This is Froh. It's called Go Easy. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thank you.
Safe Radio. Radio for the people.
When I was just a boy, my grandpa used to set me on his knee. He'd make up little stories, and I would sit and rattle his keys. My eyes would get distracted by the pictures he had drawn on his arms. I was amazed when he told me he put them there in 1944. In Grandpa's tattoos, a young ambitious boy becomes a man. In Grandpa's tattoos, our victories we'll never understand. In that old green ink, a story of a world that he once knew. A boy enlisted and set sail at 17. And 16 million kids went off to save the world from tyranny. I remember back when I was that age, watching the Twin Towers. Lost on me somehow. In Grandpa's tattoos, a young ambitious boy becomes a man. In Grandpa's tattoos, our victories we'll never understand. In that old green ink, a story of a world that he once knew. A world that we might never know ourselves in Grandpa's tattoos.
Dream. Everyone you've loved, all
Backseat Radio, we are local music. That's Little Red Wolf there at Half a Century. Driveway Drift Thrillers before that. They have a show coming up Friday, January 20th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. That's going to be a good time. That's with Joseph Hubert and MK Ultra. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good Saturday evening, a good weekend. Max Inc. Radio on the air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. It's all at thespaceship.tv, which is a virtual music venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your favorite local bands. Check them out online, thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. Stick around, Iftikhar is coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
Jeans, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We all seen a and start living for today. We'll be right back.
Sync Radio. We are a local music. That is Iftikhar and Today. And hey, we're pretty excited about the growing Civic Media Network, and it's only going to get bigger here in 2023. And we're doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, the application date says one day, Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. You hop on the website, fill out the form you need, and then you could walk away with your piece of a $1 million advertising giveaway. It's pretty cool. All the details at civicmedia.us/million. Civicmedia.us/million. It's important you remember the date, January 26th. Also important you write Max Inc. Radio in the referral spot on how you heard about it. It's the Civic Media $1 million advertising giveaway. Details at civicmedia.us/million.
Jimmy, our next guest, what started as a high school's buddy jam session is now headed into its 16th year as the band Iftikhar. The Appleton rock band has released their third album, Lion's Share, amid the beginning of the pandemic, and is finally playing a show in Madison at the High Noon Saloon in late January and the Ice Dance Music Festival in Green Lake coming up in February. On the phone with us from Appleton, Wisconsin, is John Schenke of Iftikhar. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, John?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on.
Now, John, absolutely. Iftikhar is coming up on 16 years, but for those that are not yet familiar with Iftikhar, tell us about your band.
Yeah, it's, you know, this whole past year was basically a 15-year celebration type of thing, and it's difficult to look back on that kind of time frame. You know, when we started, I was in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now. The songs we played back then are different than what we do now. The band members have certainly changed, other than, you know, me, Kurt, and Zach, some of the founders. The audience members have changed in a lot of ways. But one of the things, you know, as things change, things stay the same, and we, at the end of the day, to your question, who we are, we're a rock band. We're an original rock band from Appleton, Wisconsin. We take the things that we love about music from our own personal perspectives, and those things kind of penetrate our musical output. So me, as a guy that sings most of the songs, a guy that does, you know, a lot of the songwriting, you know, a fair amount of the songwriting, a lot of my upbringing with, you know, the classic rock, Neil Young type of aesthetic, that tends to shine through a little bit. But we also have, you know, elements of, you know, psychedelia in there, with our love of, you know, Pink Floyd, stuff like that. Some of the electronic music, you know, like Conspirator, Disco Biscuits, stuff like that. And, you know, the jam band sensibilities, like, you know, Fish and other things like that. But, it should be said that we don't do a whole lot of jamming. We don't do a whole lot of improvisation within our songs. Our songs tend to be longer compositions. But, you know, bands like us tend to get placed underneath that jam band umbrella, which is fine. There's a lot of good music in those spaces. So basically what we do is, the things that we love about music, it shines through in what we present, and we take things that we think are pretty cool, and we try to do that. So that's us in a nutshell.
Now, I was reading a little bit about the band and noticed that the first single from your latest album, Lion's Share, was due to be released on March 6th, 2020, with a May CD release show. According to my calculations, that's the week before the lockdowns, and I'm guessing the May show never happened. Many bands were trapped in the same dilemma. How did Iftikhar respond? And tell us that story.
Sure. So we had this album in the can, ready to go, in early 2020, like you said, and, you know, even before the COVID mess hit us, we were already dealing with another mess of our own. We had a drummer replacement happening. Our drummer who did the album with us, he wanted to start his own band and play guitar. Everybody wants to play guitar. Anyway, so we had a new drummer come in, and he learned all the new material. He learned all the old material. You know, he learned everything. We did one show with Todd Van Evenhoven, our new drummer. We did one show with him in February of 2020, and we had the whole plan for the album release. We had the tour set up. We had the marketing plan. We had everything, and then of course everything stopped. So, we took it pretty seriously. A couple guys in the band, myself included, have some health concerns that made the thing a little, whatever side of that fence you want to land on. We took it seriously. Is the point, and we did some Zoom meetings, stuff like that. And what we kind of boiled it down to in those early days is we all kind of went to our own separate creative corners. And I started digging into recording in a real way at home. I had always just done like handheld recording for ideas and stuff. So I started digging into, some real production type stuff with Studio One and, multi-track stuff and things like that. I even did an acoustic live stream of the new album. So I played the entire new album with my looper and acoustic guitar, and I told stories about each song in between and things like that, just as a way to try to connect with the audience. Because we did end up releasing the album in the midst of the COVID shutdown, because we had it there. We'd spent 2 years working on it. So we did like everybody else in the industry and in the world, frankly, did, and tried our best to figure it out as we went.
Now, that album, Lion's Share, recorded in Southern Michigan and produced by Jake Sinninger of Umphrey's McGee, Will Waldman, a multi-platinum recording artist in his own right. Tell us about the making of this record and what made it special. How are you working with these guys?
Sure. So Willie is a guy that, Willie Waldman, most people probably haven't heard his name, but I guarantee you pretty much everybody listening has heard his trumpet on something or the other. He's played on things from, TLC, I think Waterfalls was the track he was on, Tupac, California Love, that trumpet line you hear in there. He's on that. He's played, he did studio work with Sublime. I mean, he played with the James Addiction guys. He's a big-time session player out in L.A. for many years. And he has an all-improv group called the Willie Waldman Project. Now, they toured through the Fox Valley area, I don't know how many years ago, many years ago, and we ended up opening for them. Anyway, we got to know Willie through that, and then a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, we ran into Willie at a music festival, summer camp. And he came in, sat in with us. And after the set, he said, "Hey, I know the Umphrey's McGee guy. We could go record some tracks down there at his studio." And we said, "Yeah, that sounds great." So we did that journey, and we only had three, four songs to do. We just thought it was going to kind of, be this cool experience that we, just took the trip down there just to do just an LP or whatever.
That sounds amazing. But we are kind of running a little out of time, and I want to make sure that we tell people about the few shows that you have coming up in Wisconsin. In Madison, you're playing at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on January 28th, along with Chicago's Mungeon. And you're also playing February 4th at the Ice Dance Festival at the Heidel House in Green Lake. It's hosted by Feed the Dog, but don't feed him chocolate. Tell us about the Ice Dance Music Festival and the other show that you have coming up at the High Noon.
Yeah, sure. We are the Ice Dance is the first year fest we're putting on with our friends in Feed the Dog. And, we've got some good bands there. Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos, Armchair Boogie. Steez is a late addition to that lineup. Steady Flow had to pull out, so we added Steez, Kurt Near Sandstone, a bunch of other great bands. There's weekend passes, single day passes. All that stuff can be found at wejam.net, WIJAM.net. And then, yeah, the Munyon Show, they have not come to Madison yet since, you know, they've been around. So when we had the opportunity to build a show there at High Noon, they were the first band we thought of to bring it. So we're excited about those things.
That's awesome. John, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're going to hear, the next song we're going to hear is Soft Glow, and it's the single that was released in March of 2020, just before the pandemic.
Perfect timing.
Here we are. This is Soft Glow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need, I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me, I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, you're driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. A soft glow with electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me.
hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some soft glow electric sex. I said, come get some soft glow. I said, come get some soft glow electric sex. I said, come get some.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Brand new Iftikhar there and Soft Glow. The name of the album is called Soft Glow. It's really cool. Iftikhar, thanks to John for joining us tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming in about an hour, but coming up next is Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Jordan Story is here. He's tuned and ready to play some live music for us for the hour. Stick around for that. Right now, both some work and Ambulance on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the